Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello there.
Avec Véronica.
This Sunday the 10th at 3:30 at the Church Notre-Dame du Rosaire in Marsolin, virtuoso violinist Natasha Triado is playing pieces by Bach, Locatelli, Albanese, Bibert, Paganini, Vieuxtemps, and Isaiah. Well, if some of those names are less than familiar to you, as they were to me, permit me to enlighten you just a bit. Between them, they represent some of the greatest violin virtuosi that there have ever been. Bach, perhaps, needs less introduction. Born in Eastern Germany in 1685, apart from his huge body of work, he left behind him 9 children, 11 having not survived through to adulthood, and 6 gorgeous oeuvres for violin. Pietro Locatelli, born in Bergamo, 1695, powder-wigged composer and violinist, was renowned for his technique and known as the Paganini of the 18th century. You see how carefully this program has been curated. Next up is Albanese, Isaac Albanese from Spain, born in 1860, famous for his black sombrero and Dali-like moustache, which Dali must have copied. Renowned as a pianist, but he also wrote tango music for violin. Bibert, Heinrich Ignaz Franz Bibert, Austrian Bohemian, born in what is now the Czech Republic in 1644, so earlier than the others. As a budding violinist and composer, he invented a new way of tuning string instruments, a technique known as scordatura. He fathered 11 children. Music and procreation obviously go together. He died in Salzburg in 1704, his grave location unknown. And of course, 87 years later, Mozart was also buried in an unmarked Salzburg grave. Niccolò Paganini was an Italian violinist and composer born in Genoa in 1782 and was 9 years old when Mozart died, to put him into context. Known as the virtuoso of virtuosi and the devil's violinist because of the difficulty of the works he wrote, plagued by illness, he had, and I quote, the face of a dragon, high forehead, aquiline nose, mischievous mouth, protruding ears, long black hair, contrasting with his pallid complexion, always dressed in black and sometimes wearing blue-tinted specs. He sounds like a rock star. Henri Vieuxtemps, a Belgian composer and violinist, born in 1820, who gave his first recital at the age of 6. He was immensely popular in Russia and Britain, but his playing was sadly cut short after suffering 2 strokes. He's also known for owning and playing the Vieuxtemps Guarneri del Gesù, a violin built in 1741, made by Giuseppe Guarneri, and considered to be without defect despite its continued use. At Vieuxtemps's funeral, the violin was placed on a cushion behind the hearse carrying the body, and later played by Yehudi Menuhin, Itzhak Perlman, and Pinchas Zukerman. And finally, Isaiah, a composer, conductor, and violinist sporting a fine mane of curly hair tucked behind his ears, born in 1858, also in Belgium. He became Vieuxtemps's star pupil, known as the king of the violin in new music, at a time of huge artistic experimentation at the turn of the century. Isaiah's playing was known for its virtuosity, expressiveness, and intensive use of vibrato, inspiring works by César Franck, Camille Saint-Saëns, and Gabriel Fauré. Well, if I've whetted your appetite and you'd like to know more, you could go earlier in the day at 11:30 to listen to Natasha giving an introductory talk aimed at budding young musicians at the École de Musique. The entrance to the concert is €10, free for under 25s. Other than that, there are 2 dégustations on Friday the 8th at the Collège des Doctrinaires, where it's all Armagnac to be tasted from 6 o'clock, €25 entry, and there's another dégustation at the Atelier Doria, also in Lectoure, from 7:30. And that's €40 ahead. All the finer things of life.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Till next time.
www.dfm930.com